I thought those were your cries. Why are you hiding? Okay, better question. Why are you crying? Who the fuck decided it was okay to bully you? When I do it, it's different. It's not serious. You know I'm teasing. This seems much more serious than that. It's not like I ever made you sob in a closet. So tell me the name of the fucker who made you feel like this. When I see them next, I'm going to fucking kill them. No one gets to make you feel like this except for me. It's my privilege to see those pretty tears roll down your sweet face. No one else's. You're mine to bully and tease because you like it. Oh, you can admit it, sweet pea. I know that you don't mind when I call you short or weak. You don't hate when I tilt your chin up and make you look into my eyes as I tell you that you're way too pretty. It makes you squirm and fluster and a heat builds in your stomach more than you care to admit. I know it does, right? I don't like that you're lying to me, sweet pea. We both know that you enjoy it when I tease you. Even now, taking steps towards you, Cabe dawning you against this wall with nowhere for you to go, you aren't scared of me. There's butterflies in your stomach and desires churning, isn't it? Yeah? So you're telling me, if I slipped my hand down your pants right now, I wouldn't find out how turned on you are? Come on. I noticed the tears stopped a little bit ago, sweetie, once you realized you had my attention. You've forgotten all about what you were crying about in favor of focusing on my knee between your legs, pressing right against your crotch like this. Feels good, doesn't it? You can't stop yourself from grinding a bit against me and letting out one of those pathetic little moans. Both of my arms on either side of you, and you still keep looking up at me. You're so cute, sweet pea. You want me just as badly as I want you, don't you? I thought so. So why don't we stop this whole charade of me teasing you and you pretending that you hate it? Let's end this whole you don't like me bit. Because it's evident that you do. Just look at yourself right now. Did you notice your breathing becoming heavier? Your pupils dilating as your legs spread just a bit wider for me? And look at that. You stopped yourself from grinding against my knee because you don't want me to be right. You don't want me to know how much you want this. How much you want me. It's really cute that you think you're getting one over on me in such a vulnerable position. You're just embarrassed that you're attracted to me. Attracted to this, aren't you? You poor thing. You like to be humiliated and didn't even realize it. I guess you really are stupid, huh? Maybe it wasn't something I just said to get your attention. Maybe it's true. You're pretty much acting like a slut right now, desperately trying to stop your hips from moving against me, showing me what a whore you are. And that's what you are, isn't it? You're just a simple-minded slut who's desperate to be fucked, right? Yes, you are. Don't deny it. That's not how you get me to fuck you. If you want to be fucked, you ask politely. You remember your manners, and then maybe someone like me will take pity on a pathetic slut and offer to get them off. It seems like no one ever trained you, sweetie. You're just a slut off of a leash, and we can't let that happen. You need someone to take care of you. Someone to protect you. I don't want you to end up hiding in the closet again. No. You can't handle yourself. You need someone else to do it for you. Someone to protect you and take care of you and give you what you need. You don't know what you need, do you, sweet pea? I don't think you do. The only thing on your mind is getting to be fucked right now. All logical thought goes poof out the window as soon as you get horny, doesn't it? Yeah. So, politely ask me if I'll fuck you. Good slut. It seems you can be trained. That's good. You still need to work with vocalizing what you want without me initiating it, but that's something for later when we aren't hiding in a closet together. Instead, why don't you start humping my knee? You couldn't get enough of it a few minutes ago, and it felt really good to me, too. I loved how you looked as you moved your body against me, trying to be subtle about it so I wouldn't notice how desperate you were. I want to watch you get off this way. Put on a show for me and everything, slut. Come on. It's not like I'm going to fuck a whore before I see what they can do. I want to make sure it's worth it for me. I want to see what you bring to the table, sweet pea. I want to watch you fuck yourself against me until you come inside your pants. You'll make such a big mess and leave a wet stain that you'll have to get creative to cover. But you'll wear them around all day, won't you? Yes, you will. You want to know how I know you will? Because you, my sweet pea, you want to make me proud of you, don't you? That's what I thought, good slut. You are always going to end up humping my knee while Cave donned against the wall. This was inevitable for you, slut. Eventually, you are going to realize you enjoyed our relationship and that you wanted this. That you wanted more from it. I just had to help you along the way because you were too dumb to realize it. But that's okay, slut. Maybe I was expecting too much from you. After all, you are just a dumb slut. Not a thought in that pretty head of yours beyond being fucked. It's the only thing someone like you can really focus on. It's okay to be a whore, sweet pea. You just need to embrace it and stop pretending to be something you're not. You try so hard every day to be someone, but really? This is all you want. Someone to take care of you, to protect you, and to lovingly make all your decisions for you. You don't want to think anymore. You don't want to have responsibilities. You want to be my precious slut whose only job is to make me happy, right? That's a good slut. This is what you've been hoping for, isn't it? For someone to swoop in and take you away from everything. No more responsibilities. No more obligations. This is a step in the right direction for you, sweet pea. You aren't smart enough to hold down a job for too long. Everyone there would catch on to what a desperate slut you are. You would probably try to fuck the boss before you got fired. It's not like whores are known for their grace or subtlety. Just like now, you're grinding against my knee, burying your face in my neck to stifle your moans. And somehow, you think this is being discreet. If someone walked by the door, they would know exactly what we're doing, sweet pea. So there's no point in hiding it. This is normal slut behavior. Why would a slut be embarrassed by their own slutty behavior? This is what I expect from you. This is the type of thing that makes me so proud of you, sweet pea. Getting off in public like this? Oh, it's so good for me. And you feel good too, don't you? That's what I thought. This is exactly what you needed, isn't it? To just grind against my knee and put on a show for me? To be fucked like a whore? Oh, and now that you're getting fucked, now that you're feeling good, you're a happy little slut, aren't you? Moaning into my neck, even biting a bit like that's going to stop your noises from escaping. It's cute that you think something like that is going to work. It's adorable how pathetic you are and you don't even realize it. Getting closer the more you rock your hips against me. Oh, that's it, sweet pea. It feels so good to fuck yourself against me, doesn't it? Then keep going. You're making me so proud. Getting so close to your own orgasm. Oh, that's it. Doing such a good job of fucking yourself for me, sweet pea. If you were going to get anything right, it would be fucking yourself, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Tell me what you are, sweet pea. Very good. Say it again. What are you? And don't forget it. You're a very good slut. One of the best I can say with confidence. Making yourself feel good against me. Rocking your hips. Moaning and gripping onto me for dear life. Getting closer to coming with every passing second. Such a good whore for me. Yeah. Taking it so well and making me so proud. This is why I picked on you, sweet pea. This is why I called you things like short or too pretty. Because you were made for this. An absolute natural born slut. Making me so happy the more you fuck yourself against me. The more of a show you put on. Yeah, there's no reason for you to be embarrassed about embracing your true nature. This is good for you. You can start living your truth. You can start asking me for what you need. And if you need a fucking from me, if you need to come, you won't go off and touch yourself, will you? You'll find me so I can take care of you. It feels better when someone is controlling you and telling you what to do, doesn't it? That's right, sweet pea. It does feel better. Fucking yourself feels better under my watch, doesn't it? Knowing I'm watching you, getting wetter by the second. Oh, you're making me so proud. Yes, you are. Keep going. Keep fucking yourself against me, rocking against me, grinding, oh, getting closer. And you're going to wait for permission to come, aren't you? And why is that? That's right. You are a slut, and sluts get permission first. The good ones who get spoiled anyways. So keep going. Keep fucking yourself just like that. Yeah. Oh, doing such a good job for me. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Then thank me for letting you feel like this. I want to hear your manners, sweet pea. Say thank you. Oh, that's a good slut. Your voice just keeps sounding better and better to me. You're finally embracing your true nature. Doesn't it feel good to be a well-behaved whore for me? That a slut. Keep going. I know you're getting close, but keep going for me. I'll let you know when you've had enough. That's not something you get to decide anymore, sweet pea. That's something I get to control, and this is what I say. So keep grinding, just like that. Keep it up. Oh, so good. That's a good slut. How close are you, sweet pea? That's good. Get right to the edge for me. Yeah, that's right. Get right to the edge. Oh, such a good slut. Fucking yourself stupid against my leg. What a pretty whore you are. Oh, doing such a good job. Making me so proud. Get right to the edge, little slut. Right on the verge of tipping over. I know you're stupid, but I think this is something that even you can handle. You know when you're getting close, and you know when you need to come. You know what it feels like because you're such a desperate little slut. Oh, keep going for me. Keep going, my pathetic, pretty little sweet pea. Desperate and begging is how you always should be. Always on the verge of coming, always on the verge of orgasm. Come on, that's it. You're so pretty like this. I love how you look when you're trying not to come. It's so cute and pathetic. You're so fucking close to coming, aren't you? You must really want it, huh? Then come for me, sweet pea. You're a good slut. You've been so good for me, so now come. Come for me, just like that. Oh, good job. Such a pretty slut for me, yeah. So perfect for me, sweet pea. You did so good. I'm so proud of you. That felt amazing, didn't it? You love how it felt, right? I bet you did. You did very good, sweet pea. I'm really proud of you for allowing yourself to be vulnerable like that, for letting me play with you like that. You did so good for me. I know. Right now it's a lot to handle. But I'm gonna stay right here while you process everything. You're not alone, sweet pea. You've got me right here. I'm gonna protect you and take care of you. And once you're okay, I'm finding the person who made you cry and punching them. But you first, sweet pea.